This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 20, Number 5, December 2019. The title of this article is Strategies to Assist Distance Doctoral Students in Completing Their Dissertations. The authors of this article are Janine Lim, Duan Kovrig, Shirley Fried, Becky de Oliveira, Mordecai Ongo, and Isidore Newman of Andrews University. Abstract. Completing doctoral dissertations is difficult work and may be harder for distance students physically separated from institutional and collegial supports. Inability to complete independent research contributes to doctoral student attrition. Factors impacting completion include institutional factors, student characteristics, and supervisory arrangements. This paper shares proactive strategies used by a Midwestern university in the United States to support distance doctoral students. Strategies and technology tools are described that cultivate a shared culture of responsibility and commitment, increase effective communication between researchers, and grow departmental and institutional services and technologies for faculty and students. This paper suggests the use of a specific framework to help students develop a shared culture of responsibility. This framework encourages students to discuss their social network, as well as teaches students how to manage their split life by using a tool which evaluates a student's readiness for the dissertation process and maps out where dissertation skills and knowledge are developed throughout the program. Strategies for effective communication include availability, effective feedback, trust, and humor. Services and technologies provided to build capacity include the use of online and library resources, campus-wide use of research software, writing and research services, and department supports and processes to promote student research. These mechanisms for accountability, mentoring, training, and trust increase the likelihood of success. Keywords: dissertation completion, distance doctoral students, graduate student services, online doctoral programs. Introduction. Writing a dissertation is a grueling experience. In fact, in the United States, about half of prospective doctoral candidates fail to advance beyond all but dissertation status, while 40-50% of students in traditional doctoral programs don't complete. Distance doctoral students are dropping out of their programs at rates 10-20% higher than students in traditional programs. This attrition rate may be higher for women and minorities. Imagine students' disappointment at having spent years of work and significant finances toward an unfinished degree. The reality can be discouraging, both in regards to the way that the problem is kept invisible and the reality of its extensiveness, which has generated calls for changes, motivating some individuals, groups, and researchers to use their research to find attrition-reducing solutions. The Council of Graduate Schools has produced 4 reports related to challenges and innovations attempting to improve doctoral completion rates. They have provided suggestions on how to improve 6 areas: administrative processes, admissions, advising, program environment, financial support, and research. This article focuses primarily on the advising and program environment suggested by Sowell. Strategies of shared responsibility, commitment, communication, and institutional services and technologies are discussed. The authors of the research paper at hand work at a small Midwestern university. 20 faculty members in the School of Education consistently serve over 125 doctoral students at the dissertation stage, graduating an average of 12-15 doctoral students each year for the past 2 decades. Many of those graduates have been a part of the university's leadership program, an innovative, competency-based program started in 1994. Over the years, useful strategies to support doctoral students may have resulted in generally higher than normal success rates over the first 15 years of the leadership program, as shown in Table 1. Table 1. Doctoral student graduation rates. The PhD leadership program is job-embedded, which is more common for master's-level programs than doctoral-level programs, and requires students to remain in full, time employment to allow their jobs to function as platforms for research and the development of leadership competencies. This connection to work enables students to continue with their employment and family responsibilities without relocating to the university for on-site education while working toward their PhDs. This program advantage attracts many working professionals. The downside of this program is the reduced time for research and writing, and sometimes the lack of support and face-to-face time with faculty. However, institutional cultures that accommodate distance doctoral students have been recognized as having the potential to increase student persistence and success. The founding faculty members designed the program based on social constructivist principles, a set of principles that are rooted in the belief that individuals actively participate in the creation of their knowledge by interacting with diverse learners. The unique and atypical components of the program that demonstrate the faculty's commitment to social constructivism are the leadership and learning groups, the leadership and learning plan where participants design their own program of studies, and the required on-campus annual leadership conference. Each of these components provides unique opportunities for participants to interact with others to move toward the completion of their program. The approach to dissertation support in this program is multifaceted and has arisen from an analysis of the challenges, feedback, and successes of the participants. The strategies documented in this paper focus on three primary areas impacting success rates in this doctoral program: building a shared responsibility and commitment, increasing effective communication between student and faculty researchers, and constructing departmental and institutional services for both students and faculty. Shared responsibility and commitment. The fundamental first step to creating a culture of shared responsibility is recognizing the completion attrition issue as a shared problem. Faculty convey the truth that faculty and institutions share the journey with students. When both students and faculty are committed to learning the skills needed to complete a dissertation, a positive environment is created for dissertation completion. In this section, four approaches to help develop shared responsibility and commitment are reviewed, including a tool to discuss the distance doctoral student social network, teaching students how to manage their split life, a tool to evaluate the student's readiness for the dissertation process, and mapping out where dissertation skills are developed in the program. Distance doctoral student social network. A social network with clear roles is a crucial starting point for talking about the expectations and boundaries of responsibility. Students need to be connected to a caring collective of people and resources. Table 2 presents a brief overview of one tool useful for facilitating dialogue with students regarding how others share their journey. Although the dissertation process will often feel like the loneliest aspects of a graduate student's work, in reality, without a social network, few people find the resolve to finish. The social network consists of individuals outside and inside the university. Family, friend, and work social networks become crucial for giving deep emotional support as well as financial and practical support. Social networks inside the university contribute to technical skill development as well as academic and intellectual development necessary to finish. Besides the traditional university social network, students in this program are required to participate in a leadership and learning group, which, as seen in other online doctoral programs, creates additional support and motivation. Students also annually return to campus for the roundtable conference, where they network with faculty and peers and attend required workshops and optional research camps. Returning to campus is an essential component of the program, providing social networking opportunities and support to distance students and increasing the number of professional friends that students have to support them in their doctoral journey. Table 2. Social network and role in the dissertation. Time management. Another useful discussion to facilitate with distance doctoral students regards the reality of their own split lives while working on a dissertation. Finding the balance between doctoral work and life is particularly challenging for mature students. Discussing this challenge encourages students to acknowledge the difficulty of creating time for everything in their lives. Students and faculty discuss what hobbies they will set aside and what new habits can make their work more efficient. As students consider their split lives, they can carve out time slots to work consistently on their dissertation. Small chunks of regular time prove effective for students and researchers alike. Faculty teach students how to divide dissertation tasks into high-focus and low-focus tasks. Students can then assess their mental state and select dissertation tasks accordingly. High-focus tasks may include writing new text, reading, or analyzing data. Low-focus tasks include downloading PDFs of journal articles and cleaning references in reference management software. Such strategies can increase a distance doctoral student's commitment and sense of shared responsibility. Doctoral students' dissertation readiness. An evaluation tool to assess students' readiness for the dissertation focuses the student's attention on the immediate dissertation tasks. Self-evaluation contributes to building a foundation of shared responsibility and commitment to each task and is a key component of this distance doctoral program. Figure 1 shows one example of a Likert scale evaluation that faculty use to guide students through considering their readiness for the dissertation phase and toward working on specific tasks in preparation for beginning their dissertation. Dissertation proposal readiness evaluation indicate level of readiness with an X from low, high. 1. Previous reading on a specific area. You cannot write a good dissertation without the advice of others. Much of this wisdom comes from reading journal articles and well-chosen books and contacting experts and asking the right questions. The goal is to build on others' work. Most dissertation bibliographies have 100-200 references. How much have you read on your particular area of research? 110 articles books. 250 articles books. 300 articles books. 450 articles books. 500 articles books. 2. Literature search, review and synthesis. Do you know how to search and retrieve material from the university library databases, ERIC, and other public databases? Have you signed up for table of contents updates of key journals and publisher databases? Do you know how to systematically review literature, write an article or book review, and synthesize conflicting and complex literature? 1. Search database. 2. 3. 4. 5. Synthesize complex literature. 3. Research topic title problem purpose research questions. You have a focused understanding of what you are studying, the data you need, why the study matters, and how to accomplish it, as well as clear integration and consistency across these five areas. 1. Have 1 or 2. 2. 3. Have draft of all 5. 4. 5. All 5 with integration. 4. Qualitative research knowledge, training, and skills. Avoid the minimalist view. That is how little research can I learn to get through the dissertation. Those who secure a doctorate are looked upon as individuals with special wisdom, discretion, advanced skills of analysis, and the ability to detect falsehood. Research is a wonderful analysis tool for life, work, writing a dissertation. 1. Adequate knowledge to read and evaluate qualitative papers. 2. 3. 4. 5. Deep knowledge about the specific method for your research. 5. Quantitative research knowledge, training, and skills. Avoid a minimalist approach. Doctoral students in the social sciences are expected to be able to interpret quantitative data, including survey validation, instrumentation, experimental or correlational design, use of parametric and non-parametric tests of significance, ANOVA, path analysis, and other statistical techniques. 1. Adequate knowledge to read and evaluate quantitative papers. 2. 3. 4. 5. Deep knowledge about the specific method for your research. 6. Passion and commitment. Hard work needs fuel and a clear and steady passion. How much fuel do you have? Is the tank full? 1. Some passion. 2. 3. 4. 5. Driven. High value. Clear vision. 7. Relationship with dissertation chair and committee. Dissertations are the product of a scholarly community. Trust and good communication between the researcher and the chair are essential. How well connected are you? 1. 3 names. 2. Talked with all 3. 3. Emergent trust. 4. 5. Call often. Get quick feedback. Work through conflict. 8. Resources. Time, energy, space, money, and social understanding all assist in the journey. When 1 or 2 are missing, it is harder. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. Full-time. $ for data collection. Good health. 9. Graduate writing ability. All right. Poetry is more fun to write, but this is a dissertation. Skills are needed in technical writing and the precision of research. Extra points if you write enjoyable as well as readable apposited and institution formatted prose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 had thesis in MA, review published. Figure 1, dissertation proposal readiness evaluation, curriculum mapping. Finally, since the 1990s, the faculty began mapping out the specific courses or experiences within which participants developed the research skills to complete a dissertation, a method also used by Breen and Martin and Garcia and Yao. The program requires the typical courses like proposal development and qualitative and quantitative research methods. However, unique aspects of the program, specifically the leadership and learning plan, leadership and learning groups, writing retreats and annual roundtables presented special opportunities for research development. The structure of these face-to-face gatherings provided opportunities for just-in-time learning and students came with a readiness to learn. Participants were ready to apply the information directly to their dissertation work rather than simply completing a course requirement. Developing a sense of shared responsibility and commitment is key to building an effective relationship between the dissertation committee and the distance doctoral student. The tools and strategies shared in this section are used by faculty to focus the conversation with students, cultivating the student's capacity for the dissertation journey. Effective communication between researchers. Isolation is a normal challenge for scholars, but it is a challenge that is particularly intense for the distance doctoral student. Effective communication between researchers can prevent problems that may otherwise emerge due to working in isolation. Manathunga found that experienced research supervisors identified changing the topic, avoiding communication, isolating themselves, and not submitting work as key warning signs that students were experiencing difficulties. Kearns, Gardner, and Marshall recognized 7 self-handicapping behaviors impeding graduate student work: overcommitting, busyness, perfectionism, procrastination, disorganization, limited effort, and the choice of performance. Debilitating circumstances. These warning signs can be viewed through the lens of ineffective communication. An intentional focus on planning and implementing effective communication includes strategies of availability, effective feedback, trust, and humor. Availability. Students working on dissertations express concern regarding the availability of their supervising faculty. Availability begins with the supervising researcher and the distance doctoral student negotiating communication methods and response times. Understanding and teaching may go both ways, with the distance doctoral student sometimes taking the lead by asking for communication methods and modeling adaptability themselves. Faculty can respond quickly to emails with information regarding when detailed feedback will be forthcoming, providing the student with a sense of faculty immediacy. Regularly scheduled meetings can bridge the distance, generating continuity and productivity. Faculty can also assist students in breaking up the project into smaller parts, which can overcome procrastination due to statistics anxiety. Tools such as phone, video conference, email, and even texting for very quick questions can decrease the distance. Effective feedback. Short, frequent feedback is essential for effective communication and teaching. Some faculty may struggle to give regular feedback because they believe they must read the whole manuscript first. Shorter feedback allows for quicker turnaround and paces students with limited corrections to handle quickly. For example, faculty should ensure students have a tight consistency between title, problem, purpose, and research questions early in the process. Tools such as the form in Figure 2 assist students in focusing faculty feedback. Figure 2, Dissertation Topic Guidelines. Brief, frequent, actionable feedback, specific reading material, or explicit problem-solving advice all help students progress appropriately. Manathunga suggested framing supervision as a collaborative problem-solving exercise, where students receive the message that they are not alone in the dissertation process builds confidence. Asking, "Is that helpful?" can focus feedback for both faculty and student. Honest, formal, constructive feedback, without overreaction, can inspire trust and improvement. The annual leadership conference provides a venue where participants and faculty meet, update one another on research progress, and set the agenda for the coming year. In addition to faculty feedback, students need feedback from a community of practice with other students experiencing the same research process. In the context of the leadership and learning groups, sometimes students need specific, detailed feedback, other times they need broad strokes. Faculty should discern when students need each type. Faculty should model thinking about research for the students, while keeping the responsibility for learning on the students. Students should establish, in writing, clear takeaways from feedback conversations and realistic expectations for moving forward with their research. Trust. Trust is at the core of the communication process. Listening to students' fears, needs, and wants indicates deep listening, and thus contributes to the building of trust between supervisor and student. When faculty share previous dissertations and published articles and show students they are committed to the whole journey, Trust in faculty dissertation competence is established. Meeting with other students in a group can help new students trust the faculty member, as here, students can experience criticism as dialogue and watch other students receive feedback without defensiveness. Humor. Finally, humor and stories can set students at ease. The authors find the use of humor useful to create receptiveness to the tightness and precision of language necessary to explain statistics. Sometimes students are overwhelmed by lack of knowledge or direction. Humor, asking a simple question about the methods, or telling a story all work to mentally rest students, lessen their fears, and bring more positive emotions to the work. Effective communication between researchers involved in the dissertation process can reduce the likelihood of dropout. Negotiating availability, providing feedback, building trust, and using humor and stories are strategies emphasized in this program. Services and technologies for students and faculty. Capacity development can be defined as a systematic and organic accumulation of resources and structures that strengthen participants' abilities to effectively complete research. Building capacity can enable students to feel closer to faculty members throughout the dissertation journey. Capacity development addresses several institutional factors affecting retention in doctoral programs, including the use of online and library resources, campus-wide use of research software, writing and research services, and departmental processes. Libraries and literature. Student literature searching, reading, management, and reviewing starts with library orientation and continues within library services. Skills in critiquing and citing literature are developed through required courses. Software. The search to identify better ways to serve distance doctoral students is constantly leading to new technological tools to support the PhD process. Multiple tools have been implemented at the author's institution for managing the distance dissertation process, including online editing tools and technology useful at each student work phase. These tools allow for file exchange, email, progress tracking, content sharing, and viewing of learning object repositories. EndNote or other bibliographic software enhance the citation of references with features to search, organize, collaborate, curate full text, and connect socially around research. Such software must be introduced to students by educators, and educators are also responsible for teaching students how to use the software. Next, students must then follow through with actually making use of the software for their research. Distance doctoral students increase their odds of successful completion as they learn to use technology to support their development from the start to the end. Deliberately introducing useful technology tools early during orientation, and repeatedly reminding students of their usefulness in emails and newsletters increases utilization. Synchronous communication tools such as Adobe Connect, FaceTime, GoToMeeting, Skype, and Zoom are essential for supporting the distance doctoral student, especially visual learners. Document sharing tools allow faculty members to monitor student work, reviewing how students are coding their interviews, listening to interviews students are analyzing, and reviewing how students are displaying their data. Using video conferencing allows the faculty to assess the student's reception of the feedback. Communication tools and conference calling can make meetings easier for dissertation committee members in diverse locations. Document sharing tools and workspaces also support the dissertation process. In the early stages before formatting is critical, a peer editing tool such as Google Docs provides opportunity for editing and commenting. The Microsoft Word review tools afford the ability to highlight sections and write comments and feedback. Some faculty prefer to use Adobe Acrobat or iPad apps for marking up, highlighting, and providing feedback to students. Document sharing, though, can quickly cause confusion and frustration with multiple versions of files. Using a tool like Dropbox to keep each file revision creates a development history of the research document. Project management tools like Zoho Projects can keep versions of files, deadlines, tasks, and milestones of the project. Doctoral students in the program have experienced varying success with these tools. Listening to student experiences enables growth for both faculty and students. Analysis of the use of tools has sometimes redirected students and faculty to additional choices. Many times, participants initiate the use of various tools to facilitate their own work. Regular communication between committee members and students provides opportunity to learn how to use specific tools and troubleshoot problems throughout the dissertation process. Writing and research services. Courses in research and writing are essential. In 2007, the department hired a full-time instructor to facilitate writing instruction and writing retreats, giving distance students focused tutoring and writing time. Online and intensive face-to-face research courses are augmented with research bootcamps, where a talented methodologist works with students struggling to articulate their methods or develop findings. Writing retreats. Offering writing retreats has become essential for distance doctoral education. Writing retreats help many students clear their minds, reset their goals, and complete large chunks of writing. All writing is essentially creative and can be enhanced by the right environment. The most often used environment has been a retreat center about an hour from the university. The center has 9 bedrooms situated on 3 levels, as well as a kitchen, dining room, bathrooms on each level, a prayer room, a communal sitting room, and quiet nooks for use during the day. Trails through the forest allow guests to wander freely, enjoying the quiet sounds of the forest. Other venues used for retreats included cabins, the library, a boarding academy, and a beach house. The typical retreat involves 9 or 10 participants, in a space with separate rooms and common study and meal areas. This setup allows students to engage with others or spend time alone. The participant schedule includes meal times, optional daily prayer ritual, and 2 meetings per day. In the first meeting, groups share daily goals, providing accountability and clarity of purpose. In the evening meeting, participants share accomplishments and hear expert presentations on topics such as managing procrastination, psychological writing blocks, and maintaining motivation and creativity. Participants request one-on-one with a writing coach as desired, and short hikes offered after lunch get participants ready for the next round of work. Department support for research, funding, and promoting presentations at conferences has motivated many doctoral students in this program toward the completion of their dissertation. Encouraging a student to publish a book review, write a literature review, or present data at a conference helps the student stay motivated and connect to the scholarly community. Both ad hoc and systemic focus on capacity development can create better student services. Conclusion. The 3 clusters of strategies described in this article promote student self-regulation. Kelly and Salisbury Glennon reported that incorporating self-regulated learning strategies within doctoral curricula has the potential to improve doctoral candidates' rates of dissertation completion. Because of the individualized, customizable nature of the program, self-regulatory aspects of learning are featured from the start. Participants must develop their own learning plans after reflection and narrative writing. They also write substantial reflection papers for each of the 15 competencies required in the program. Throughout the program, 4 phases of self-regulation are cultivated, as the program requires: A. Forethought, planning, and the activation of action. B. Monitoring of effort and time. C. Control and selection of cognitive strategies. And D. Reaction, judgments, reflection, and evaluation. Over time, faculty have learned how tools and services help participants and fellow faculty stay engaged and progressing in research. Some strategies were arrived at suddenly, others a result of incremental change. Many have been derived from suggestions and pressure from faculty or participants. The strategies reported here have been discovered from more of a trial and error process than strategically planned re-engineering of the program. Even though old patterns may seem hard to change, the way in which faculty handles various situations has in fact evolved. One big aspect of this evolution has been the infusing of a network of adjunct faculty into the offered dissertation services. Sharing solutions to help other faculty and students is the next step in growing the program network. Further research is required to understand and communicate the unique aspects of this competency-based program. For example, how do the leadership and learning groups and annual roundtable conference influence dissertation completion? Further research could explore the effectiveness of methods to provide instruction concerning various research methods, classes, boot camps, sessions during the roundtable conference, or individualized and small group help when the dissertation requires it. Casuto stated well that watching someone tread water in late dissertation is one of the more painful sights in academe. While Casuto suggested one way to remove the stigma of an unfinished dissertation would be to create better ways for more students to bow out gracefully. Using the strategies suggested in this paper, more can be done to teach students better ways to swim. At a time when doctoral education proliferates in this nation, teaching strategies such as these can help universities and faculty foster the student skills necessary to complete quality dissertations. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. Goodbye.